Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick spoke to reporters for the first time yesterday about Hernandez. Doug Trabu of WBUR's Only a Game was at Gillette Stadium for that, and he filed this report.
With the Patriots 2 days away from the start of training camp, Bill Belichick opened a press conference that would include no talk of drills, rosters, or plans for the upcoming season.
You know, it's a sad day. It's really a sad day on so many levels. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family of the victim, and I extend my sympathy really to everyone who's been impacted.
Facing even more reporters than he did when Tim Tebow joined the team in June, the coach began with a few remarks, but these were scripted and longer than usual. Belichick acknowledged that it's his responsibility to decide which players become Patriots.
Most of those decisions have worked out, but some don't. I mean, overall, I'm proud of the hundreds of players that have come through this program, but I'm personally disappointed and hurt in a situation like this.
The Patriots selected Hernandez in the 2010 NFL draft after other teams passed on the former Florida star because of concerns about off-field issues. He signed a 5-year, $40 million contract in 2012, but was released after his arrest in June. Belichick said how the organization assesses risk may change a bit, but the basics will remain the same for every potential player.
Going back to his family, where he grew up, what his lifestyle was like, high school, college experiences. We evaluate his performance, his intelligence, his work ethic, his motivation, his maturity.
Hernandez is charged with the murder of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. Belichick repeatedly refused to answer specific questions about Hernandez, saying he'd been advised not to comment on ongoing legal proceedings. In addition to his house in North Attleboro, Hernandez kept a second home, an apartment in Franklin. State police searched that apartment and collected ammunition and other evidence. Belichick was asked if any current Patriots may have spent time there.
We have absolutely done as much work as we can on finding out things like that, and we'll try to get all the information that we can that would, as that would apply to any current situation, which I can't talk about, but we absolutely are trying to do that. Yep.
Hernandez is also being investigated in the case of a double homicide in Boston a year ago. Meanwhile, as the legal process plays out, the Patriots are set to open training camp on Friday. Belichick says the team's goals remain the same.
And it's time for the New England Patriots to move forward. Moving forward consists of what it's always been here: to build a winning football team, to be a strong pillar in the community, be a team that our fans can be proud of. That's what we're here for.
But as the team tries to move forward, there will likely be many more questions about the past. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Trabu.